Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
I am back from the White House Conference on Food, Health, and Nutrition, and I'm sharing a few of the stories from that event. Avani Rai is a 4-H'er from McLean County, Illinois. She shared with me how 4-H led her from playing with Legos to being on the closing panel at this conference. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess. Avani shares more about Teen Teachers, her 4-H club.
So Teen Teachers, it's actually a spin club, so it's a special interest club. And what we focus on is a lot of extracurricular activity type of thing. So it's targeted towards at-risk students in our community to help provide them a safe place to grow, to learn, to explore things that often they get left out of. And Teen Teachers really serves for us youth, for the teen teachers, as a leadership program, as a communication program, strengthens your leadership ability overall to do a lot of work in the community and as a part of 4-H.
That's so neat. I didn't even know that there were spinoff clubs like that in 4-H.
Definitely. And in fact, Teen Teachers isn't just a McLean County thing. It's a program that I believe is across several different states of 4-H Extension.
You're from Illinois, but we are here in Washington, D.C.
It is. It's my first time. It's been amazing.
Tell me what you're doing here.
So I was originally invited to attend representing 4-H because of my work with healthy living and food advocacy through not only my 4-H teams, but also in general with a variety of other organizations. So that's why I was originally intended to attend. And once I, you know, registered, I got an email that the White House wanted to do, you know, a call with me just to learn more about my story. The call turned out to be some sort of interview to see if I'd be interested in doing a speaking role and basically just get to share my voice as a youth involved in food advocacy and healthy living and the impact that involving other youth into the conversation when it comes to finding solutions for these things can have. And so that's what I'm here to do today.
Because youth aren't always consulted when we're talking about their nutritional needs, wants, and desires, right?
Youth are often left out of the conversation. They're not even invited to, you know, come and to the table. I heard a quote the other day where it was like, if you aren't invited to the table, if you don't have a seat at the table, that means you're on the menu. Right. And especially when it comes to youth, I feel like it's always a conversation about the future. Like, youth will be the leaders in the future. They are our future, which is great. That's a fantastic sentiment. But we're also the leaders of today. We have so many innovators and creative individuals that are ready to make a difference, that want to make a difference. It's also essential that the rest of the world and the rest of the country realizes that, because we can't do it alone often. Like, I wouldn't have been able to have the impact I had without the support of 4-H, my teams, my mentors, my advisors, and my peers that are also passionate and interested in making a difference.
I think that there's a lot to be said about your generation being change makers, and clearly you're here in D.C. You are in the closing plenary session.
Yeah.
Your voice is one of the last voices people are going to walk out of this building hearing, so your message is clearly important. Tell me, where did you get your start in 4-H, though?
So my 4-H journey started when I was 10 years old in fifth grade. My elementary school had a robotic spin club. And at that time, I was all about space. I wanted to be the first generation on Mars. That was what I wanted to do. And so I joined the robotic spin club because it's literally magic. It's making Legos move. So that was fantastic. And when it came time to sign up for projects for the fair, I wanted to do robotics, and that was it, you know, because that's what I was familiar with. And my dad got to the extension office and saw that there were tons of other projects in 4-H and signed me up for public speaking and leadership without my knowledge, which was the biggest nightmare of my first 10 years of life, I have to say. I was such a shy kid, so terrified of getting up on stage and doing something. And, you know, I to this day, I remember being in the audience and still being so afraid and so nervous. But the second I got up on stage and grabbed that mic, it felt like I began to fly. And public speaking is my greatest passion, and today, looking back, like that's where I found my voice, was on that stage at the county fair. And this last summer, it came full circle, because that very first speech that I gave was about a service organization that I'm still a part of. I was a youth volunteer for, called Ekal Vidyalaya, which helps support rural and holistic development of rural villages in India and Nepal. And this summer, as a part of Future Business Leaders of America, I gave a speech regarding my work in the local chapter, which supports not only ACL, but also local schools. where we were able to raise $1,600 to support sponsor school supplies for local and international students. And at FBLA's national tournament, I ended up becoming a champion. I became a national champion speaking about that same exact speech and just completely went full circle. And it's such an inspiring idea to think that 4-H gave me that voice. And what was it, like 7 years later, I became a national champion because of it.
So it kind of went from thanks, Dad, to wait, actually, thank you, Dad?
Oh, 100%, definitely.
Well, I think it's served you well, your 4-H background, and it's always good to remember that 4-H is for all. Mm-hmm. Whether you have a rural background or a more urban, if you're interested in robotics or showing a pig, it's such a diverse organization.
Yes, and I think a lot of times 4-H has that idea about it that it's for rural areas, but if anything, my story and so many other youth I've met through 4-H shows that that's truly not the case, because it's all about your heart, your health, your hands, and your service, and that can encompass everything. Being involved in 4-H and getting really that initial, just my foot in the door, meeting mentors that were not only more than willing to help me, but also push me forward, push me out of my comfort zone to make the best better, as we say, to be able to do those things. It's been amazing not only to have my own journey with 4-H, but also through the teen teacher program, help welcome other youth into the fold. And then as an older sister, get to see my little sister who's in sixth grade this year, get to work her way into 4-H and become a leader in her own right as well.
So what is her project? What is her interest?
She is all over the place. She actually, last year was her first year in 4-H. She went to the state fair in the intercultural project. This year was her second year in 4-H, and she went to the state fair in leadership. So she's a multi-talented, I'm so glad to see, but that really is what 4-H does. 4-H gives you those opportunities to grow and become a stronger leader in your own right and explore the things you're passionate about.
We all know 4-H can prepare kids for anything, and clearly it has served Avani well. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.